When most of us think of volunteering, we might imagine this means helping at a local school, litter picking, or working in a charity shop. Many will recoil at the thought of doing something unextraordinary, unglamorous, and worse, unpaid. But the truth is, volunteering is something which is fast becoming key to young people's success, offering the chance to develop skills and experience doing something you enjoy. You can now volunteer as things like a photographer, a football coach, an events planner, a designer, fundraiser, even a television presenter. Through volunteering, young people get the opportunity to work with music festivals, media groups, arts organisations, charities, and even get to travel with volunteering projects abroad. There are a lot of people out there who may be involved in volunteer work and not even realise that what they're doing counts as volunteering. So what actually makes an activity volunteering? The independent charity Volunteering England outlines that for something to be classed as volunteering, it must be something which is not for financial gain, in other words, unpaid, although you can often claim expenses such as travel costs, something which has been willingly undertaken through your own choice, and something that has a benefit to a third party, i.e. helping someone other than yourself. The aspiration for young people to make a positive difference is a big part of the volunteering mentality. The Institute for Volunteering Research survey found that 95% of student volunteers were motivated by a desire to improve things or help people. That's not to say that you as the volunteer can't benefit from your work as well. Making a small difference to the world might just make a big difference to the individual. I talked to Michaela, a psychology student, about her experiences volunteering.
My name's Michaela, I'm 22 years old. I'm a psychology student at Royal Holloway. The first time I volunteered was when I was going to school in China. I regularly visited a retirement home and an orphanage. It was just amazing to see such a genuine smile grow on their faces every time we came. And then I came to Royal Holloway. Due to my degree in psychology, working with people has always interested me. So I joined the Community Action Programme at Royal Holloway, joined the Mental Health Befriending Scheme, again because of my degree. So that was really great, and I did that for 3 years. That was a very flexible project. A couple times a week I was paired up with one person who had a mental condition and had previously been released from hospital, and it was just a way of sort of introducing them back into real life. It was things like going out for coffee and meals and going to their houses and just getting to know them, and if they had anything to talk about, it was, you know, just be there and listen. And yeah, it was pretty amazing. Volunteering is anything, really. I mean, you don't even really have to be a member of a community action program or anything. You know, you can do whatever you want. It has so many different projects that, I mean, everyone is bound to find something that interests them. Other than amazing experience for my degree, it was very rewarding for myself to know that you're actually making a difference in someone else's life. And I know that sounds like a real cliche, but it's true. People really appreciate what you do for them. It's just really great to be able to help in some kind of way.
It seems that volunteering offers more than simply the chance to help a good cause. Those who have taken part in volunteering report positive impacts on their personal development, skills, and employability, all of which are invaluable to young people in the current climate. The most recent results from the Labour Force survey estimates that the number of 16 to 24-year-olds in England not in education, employment, or training, in other words, NEETs, has now exceeded 1 million. Scary as this may seem, it's important to remember that this survey does not take into consideration how many of those young people are taking part in volunteer work. The Prime Minister, David Cameron, has been very vocal about his hopes for the future of the UK, with specific reference to his concept of the big society, although there has been scepticism about whether he will be able to convince people to take part.
I find the way to convince them is to point to so many of the things that happen now, because there are people right across our country taking part, you know, whether they're volunteering, running social enterprises, running a Sunday school, running a sports club. There's a huge elements of the big society out there, and the way to convince people this is possible is to point to what's there already and then say, now just imagine